get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass. You get donkey of the day. Yeah, you dumb ass.
You are a donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day, huh? I'm going to fatten all that shit around your eye.
They want this man to throw them blows, man. They wait for Charlamagne to tap these gloves. Let's go.
They had to make the judgment of who was going to be on the Donkey of the Day. They chose you.
Yes. It's a Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Donkey of the Day
goes to a white battle rapper named William Wolf. Never heard of him before this week, but I'm not into battle rap like that. Okay, I'm only doing this donkey because it is a teachable moment. See, William Wolf is a battle rapper who, for whatever reason, is always trying to justify his use of the N-word. Last month, according to Hip Hop DX, drop on the clues box for Hip Hop DX. I love Hip Hop DX. My man Trent Clark, what's happening? According to Hip Hop DX, William Wolf was battling a rapper by the name of T.D. Barry at the Gates of Garden Battle League, and he addressed the topic of the N-word in a rap. Let's hear it.
All this dark skin versus light skin shit. What was the point of Brown versus the Board of Education when in modern day, y'all diss and kill each other over a slight difference in pigmentation? But I can't use the N-word in the hood. Well, that's news to me. When he say it, it's a term of endearment. When I say it, it's racist. Cut the foolery. I don't say that in the hood to oppress your people, and that is cool to me. I use that word strictly as a street term to represent the unity.
Okay, let me break this down in a list tongue language you can understand. William Wolf is talking about dark skin, light skin beef. He thinks that we kill and diss each other over pigment. And what's the point of Brown versus Board of Education if we're going to do that? Okay, Brown versus Board of Education was the ruling that made state laws establishing racial segregation unconstitutional. So basically, he's saying, what's the point of being integrated if we just going to fight amongst each other? All right. Then he said, when black people say it, it's a term of endearment. When I say it, it's racist. Cut the foolery. He only uses the N-word as a street term to represent unity. See right then and there, William Wolf, somebody should have told you to shut the F up forever. As I was playing those clips, our white camera guy, Steve, was just shaking his head like, what the hell is wrong with you? You wasted good white skin. Okay. As LeVar Ball said, stay in your lane. Like, sir, the N-word sadly is a black thing. And you just wouldn't understand. Do I agree with it being a term of endearment when black people use it and considered racist when white people use it? Yes, I do, because I understand context and context matters. Do I wish black people, including myself, would just stop using the word altogether because it's a slap in the face to our forefathers? Yes. Okay, all of those things can be true, though. But what I don't need is a white battle rapper chastising me on my culture about it. Now, William Wolf is just another in a long line of white people who are willing to die on the hill of the N-word. Why? I don't know. Okay, but he was in a battle rap recently. This rap went viral over Twitter, and he learned a lesson that I think everyone can learn from. Okay, you can say whatever you want, you can use whatever words you want, just as long as you're willing to deal with the consequences of your language. Okay, William Wolf learned that lesson during his latest rap battle when he tried to take things a step further than he did at the Gates of the Garden. Let's go to Rick Smooth's Twitter page for the report, please.
I leave everybody hanging over your shoulders still. I can old school bump them with the shoulder still or shoulder still. Box him up. You want the David Blaine or the Holyfield? Either way.
What else?
It's tragic at the end. David Blaine, Holyfield, I got magic in these hands. Man. I ain't like these other battle rappers. They talk too much. Saying I can't use the N-word in this battle. My nigga, I just called you.
He got punched right in the jaw.
Right in the mouth.
Soon as he let that N-word fly. Okay? What happened to the magic in the hands? Okay?
Too much goddamn mayonnaise.
White people, you gotta respect your jaw. Okay? I don't know why it's a term of endearment when black people use it, but racist when white people use it in the exact same context, but it doesn't matter. Okay, your lack of pigmentation makes all your N-word privileges null and void. Now listen, once again, you can say whatever you want to say, whenever you want to say it, just as long as you're willing to deal with those consequences. But William Wolf, listen, you are already a tourist in this thing called hip hop, this thing called battle culture, okay? All of this, all of that is a black art form, all right? You are a guest in that house. Being that you are a guest in that house, respect it. Simple as that. Respect the people in that house. Why would you think that's okay? Why would you try to push the envelope in that manner? Yes, battle rap is all about saying the most disrespectful thing to your opponent. As a white man, you have to know one of the most disrespectful things you can say to a black man is call him the N-word. So I have to ask, was that your intention? If your intention was that level of historical ancestral disrespect, well, then it's no secret why you got that disrespect returned immediately. Okay, look, white people, I'm just trying to assist you here. All right, I know Michelle Obama says when they go low, we go high. But some people, when you go low, they're going to take it to your jaw. All right? And that's exactly what happened to William. Please let Remy Ma give William Wolf the biggest hee-haw.
Hee-haw, hee-haw. You stupid motherfucker. Are you dumb?
This just in, we have an update. William Wolf actually has released a statement since this whole situation happened. Let's hear it.
What's good, y'all? It's your boy William Wolf. I just came back from the battle rap event. The battle did not finish. I got snuck during the battle off of a line that I said or whatever that got misinterpreted or whatever. Got broken up. To me, it's not that deep. I'm not damaged, you know what I'm saying? I'm not injured or no like that. I might fall back off battle rap for a little while just because of how corny this played out. And that's going to make this not fun to me anymore.
That punch was life-changing. All right, that punch to the jaw put everything in perspective for William Wolf, made him rethink his whole career path. He said he might put battle rap on hold. Listen, man, this is why sometimes violence is necessary. We don't need people to get shot. We don't need them to get stabbed, killed. But every now and then, when someone puts those healing hands on you, it can give you the clarity that you need. Let William Wolf be a lesson to you all.
All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Dope Move, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.